The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Mick Norton to look ahead to the best of Sunday's action. We've got three contests that we're going to look at Market Raisin. Sunday also, we've got action at the Curragh on Sunday as the flat season begins to creep back at us. We'll have a preview with Andy Holding online on Sunday morning of the Curragh. But hopefully Mick can point you in the direction of a winner or two at Market Raisin. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, good, thanks, Alex. Yes, flat turf back at in the Curragh in Ireland.
Yeah, it's it's only just after Cheltenham, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Isn't it funny that the ground seems to have just changed again? Mm. It's been getting plenty of rain in Ireland, haven't they?
Yeah.
It's going to ride soft in the Curragh, isn't it?
I think it will, yeah. It'd be interesting to see. But obviously, having 2-year-olds, I'm looking at the first race here, it's a 5-furlong maiden. These 2-year-olds are going to have to be pretty forward, aren't they?
It's a stiff enough track the Curragh anyway, isn't
yeah.
it? Without extreme conditions.
So it'll be certainly interesting, and I think we'll get a few pointers from that.
Yeah.
I'll be talking to Andy about that in the morning, and hopefully he'll have a few angles.
Sure he will.
We'll look at 3 at Market Raisin. First, we'll just go over a bit of racing news. Joe Tizzard yesterday announced his retirement from the saddle. I think it's a decision that's been coming, to be honest.
Well, it's not been, apart from Coulthard, he's that sort of probably kept him going for the last season or two. But, his other big race rides have probably dried up, and he's not really a go-to jockey for anybody else but father nowadays. And
you say that, but the fact they've been, or Colin Tizzard has been using Brendan Powell a lot, obviously utilising the claim there.
Yeah.
And I just think it's probably the right time for him to stand down, isn't it?
It is.
Coulthard, obviously, am I right in saying he won't be running again this season?
No,
I think
he won't.
So, He's a good jockey, Joe Tizzard. You know, had his moments with Coulthard, which is nice. You know,
yeah, it was a good chase jockey, front running jockey, and Mr. Reliable. But he's come out in one piece, and good luck to him. Whatever he does in the future, I'm sure he'll stay with the family business and
see him taking the reins up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
in time. You touched on the fact that he's retired in one piece.
Yeah.
Which leads us quite nicely onto the fact that Jason Maguire has been discharged from hospital, which is really relieving to hear, because he was in a bad way, wasn't he?
He was, lost a lot of blood, apparently, hemorrhaging badly internally, which is never good news.
Mm.
And thank goodness for that air ambulance. And what a great news in the budget that the Chancellor's relieved them of the fuel tax, the air ambulance. So, probably cynically a bit of an election sort of booster, but we'll take what we're given, won't
we? Absolutely. So Maguire discharged. Martin Harley on the improve as well, which is good to hear.
He had a nasty one, didn't he?
Oh, it was awful. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but I heard it was reading about it today.
It was like a rag doll, you know, and at such speed as well. It was.
Well, that's the thing,
isn't it? That was horrible. You knew immediately that was a bad one.
It was the speed that was the factor in all those injuries at Cheltenham, wasn't it?
Exactly. And especially, in Harley's case, obviously being a flat jockey, not expecting the possibility of coming down, if you like. At least as a jump jockey, you know that you've got an obstacle in your way. There's a chance that you won't make it in one piece to the other side.
It's happened so quickly on the flat, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And Brian Cooper as well is on the mend, not by any means.
Yeah, I feared the worst for poor Brian when I was reading the reports of them having to put his leg back together piece by piece. And they were talking about amputating it at first, but I don't think they realised who they'd got there, you know. And decided to have another look at it and putting it back together. I always worry in cases like that because I know the same thing happened to me. And it's not just the bones. The bones will mend in one form or another, but it's everything else that goes with it, all the muscle tissue, all the nerve ends, etc., etc. As long as everything's in working order, which it sounds hopeful, because they're talking about getting him weight bearing on it in a couple of weeks. Well, I was flapping my back for 6 months with mine. So
you're a bit soft on me, aren't you?
Possibly, yes. That could be have something to do with it, Alex. But mine would have, if I'd tried to put weight on mine so quickly after it, it would have just felt like India rubber.
But best luck to all of the jockeys that are currently experiencing injury problems. Hopefully we'll have you all back and on the mend as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
That goes for any other jockeys there that I haven't mentioned who are currently on the sidelines. So okay, we'll look at three contests at Market Raising then coming up on Sunday. Kick things off at 2:30 with a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. We've got 14 runners down to go to post here. Looks pretty open. I suppose the logical place to start here will be with Alacordian, who is by pretty much far and away the most consistent horse
exactly.
in this field.
Well, you only have to look at the top end of the handicap, Alex. Speaker Roog, who's never been Mr. Reliable, has he? Mr. Consistent. Zhao Ab, who's never translated his flat ability to hurdling, never really looked a natural over hurdles. And Solway Sam, who looks as though his form's taken a dip of late, and he's 11 years old now. Looking at those three who top the handicap, you think, well, this isn't going to take much winning. And you mentioned the consistent Alacordian, who was unfortunate to run into one last time. He ran into Barton Rose at Southwell. Was never going to beat that one at those weights. As a result, the handicap has raised him £5 for that. But he's still a form pick, however, and he may well improve again for the return to faster ground on which he's got plenty of good, solid, reliable form. And it's worth remembering, he's still only racing off a mark of 88 anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting weight off those horses above him, I think he's going to take an awful lot of beating. Jack Albert, the other horse in form, trained by Dan Sayre, Brian Harding takes the ride. He's gone up 2 for his latest second behind Blue Cascade at Musselburgh. And the ground was good when he won at Musselburgh in early December, so he'll have no problem with the drying ground at Market Raisin. And, you know, his level of form consistency of late entitles him to respect, and he's got to go on the shortlist in this. There might be a dark horse lurking here, and that's Six Seeker, trained by Dan Skelton, Harry Skelton taking the ride. Been a big price all starts, but did run her best race yet here at Market Raisin when finishing a close third in a bumper at a big price.
It was with Paul Webber there. Now
that's
she's
right,
with Dan Skelton.
She's a likeable mare. She's had three sort of quietish qualifying runs for a handicap mark. Not thrown in on what she's done by any means off 92, but I think this daughter of Golan will improve for the better ground and the fact that she's going handicapping. What's the market for her?
We obviously know no official prices up yet, but the tissue price has Six Seeker at 10-1. So
yeah, if it's less than that, it suggests they're meaning business.
Yeah, and certainly.
But I think the safest option is Alacordian.
Okay, Alacordian the safe one, but Six Seeker certainly one to
keep an eye on it. Yeah,
have a look at the market on Sunday morning for that one. Next up then, the 3:30, a mare's handicap hurdle over 3 miles. Eight runners down to go to post. Let's hope that we can keep all eight of them there. A few informed types here. Mistral Rain, Definite Lady, both been in good nick of late. Douala as well is one that looks a winner waiting to happen over hurdles, but maybe not today. We'll have to wait and see about that one. Where's your allegiance lying here, Mick?
The selection's going to be Definite Lady. I was definitely knocking on the door of late. She won in the headgear first time at Wincanton about this time in 2012, and sort of ran to something like that form during the back end of last year. She's been off for 86 days, but that wouldn't worry me too much. And I think she's off the same mark as when she finished second at Wetherby last time we did see her. Very much knocking on the door. I don't think the break. I think they've probably been avoiding the extremes of ground that was prevalent since the new year.
Well, I was at Wetherby that day, and I actually had quite a large bet on Definite Lady. Bumped into Miller's Reef that day.
Exactly.
It was first time out for Keith Dalgleish and just looked a bit of a handicap lot, to be honest. I mean, yeah. Miller's Reef since hasn't really gone on to frank the form as such.
But on that day,
and to be honest, next time out at Southall, I think Miller's Reef would have gone close, but just sort of stumbled turning for home. So it is a form line that I've had now, and I certainly couldn't put you off Definite Lady.
And I don't think the step up to 3 miles... is a problem. That she wasn't stopping at the end of that.
No, and that was on more testing ground
exactly.
than it says.
And she is against her own sex, etc.
It was wretched that day.
She goes well for Tom Scudamore. Better ground, no problem, as we said. Mm. And on the book, she looks the one to beat. Mistral Rain, trained by Lucy Wadham, Leighton Aspel takes the ride. She's a reliable mare, but a career best is required here. She's won two of her last four. She did a demolition job at Fakenham. I think she was entitled to win that. But she's probably vulnerable to a better handicapped rival off the £6 higher mark. Definitely not out of it against her own sex. But that £6 rise for Fakenham makes her slightly vulnerable. And she does have now the big weight of 11 stone 12, giving over a stone to Definite Lady. Mm. And the other one to throw into the mix, if you like, is Dream Mistress, who was lightly raced and money did come for a last time. And she gets weight from all of the field. Doesn't look thrown in, though, even allowing for a pedigree suggesting that this step up in trip will suit. But I do think she's interesting, Dream Mistress being so unexposed. But again, like Alicordian, I think Definite Lady is the safer option.
OK, then. Definite Lady in the 3.30. The final race that we'll look at is the 4.30 from Market Raisin. Handicap Chase over 2.5 miles. 10 runners don't have got to post for this Class 4 event. Looks reasonably open, this. We've got AP McCoy on Spoil Me for John Joe O'Neill. Reasonably consistent, as is Peachy Moment for Nicky Richards and Dennis O'Regan. This doesn't look the easiest betting proposition, to be honest.
Well, I've just concentrated on the top end of the handicap here because we've got Bookham Dano. Oh, this is his venue. Mm. All three career wins have come here. He's had 3 months off since we last saw him when he was a little bit out of form, to be fair to him. But he does go well here. He's won three times in bumpers and hurdles. Hasn't quite got his act together over fences, but he looks a safe enough conveyance. And it's worth remembering, Alex, that he was rated 125 at his best.
I was going to say, he's
over hurdles.
105 he runs off.
And Jamie Moore has one on him. I think he's the obvious starting point, Bookham Dano, and every chance that they've, again, been avoiding the extremes of ground and waiting for this better ground. And Peter Bowen's horses are in a lot better form now than when we last saw him. So I think he's got to go on the shortlist, and he actually gets the vote. Spoil Me, interesting horses. He's been exclusively the ride of Richie McLernan up to date. So with AP taking over for the first time, he's got to be of interest in a bad race. He's had plenty of chances, though. So for maximum faith, be interesting to see if McCoy can work his magic on him. He's had plenty of chances in this off around this mark.
And the only race that Spoil Me's won was a jumper's bumper as well.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, but to be fair to him, he's unexposed over fences, and that wasn't a bad chasing debut at Ludlow. And there could be more to come, especially with AP in the saddle, and he's got to be respected in a moderate race. And the other one is Peachy Moment, trained by Nicky Richards. Dennis O'Regan takes the ride. He's been placed here. It was around this time last year of 120. Mm. And he can race on Sunday off 104. And he's now £16 lower than his last win. He has been sort of threatening to win. I think the return to this good ground is going to help. I don't think he's without a chance, Peachy Moment, especially back here. And I think I'd forgive him that Kelso run last time. So they're the three at the top end of the handicap. Bookham Dano, Spoil Me, and Peachy Moment. And the course specialist, Bookham Dano, who doesn't win anywhere else, gets the vote.
Okay, the Bowen horse, the pick there in the 4:30. Can you just spin us through your three picks at Market
Raisin? Yes, 2:30 Market Raisin. The Inform Alicordian gets the selection there. In the 3:30, Definite Lady. She's definitely knocking on the door, and this looks a good opportunity against her own sex. And in the 4:30, I'm looking no further than the course specialist, Bookham Dano.
Great stuff, Mick. Cheers.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.